Well, hello, penny droppers. It has been a hot minute, but I just wanted to drop into your feed really quickly to say a huge thank you to you for either listening here to the penny drop or reading. You are busy people. So a heartfelt thank you for being on the other end of my writing, my talking, and my ideas. I really appreciate it. And I wanted to give you one final penny dropping moment for the year. And perhaps unsurprisingly, that moment came when I was Christmas shopping. I thought I was a pretty good gift giver, but I've realized that there is something that we can all learn from great gift givers, because they have a knack of finding a sweet spot that I struggle to. I found that I was walking around shops, putting things in my cart, and then hesitating, both in store and online. Nothing felt quite right. And I wanted to know why I was no good at making these decisions or why it was taking me so long. And what I realized is that when I buy gifts, I'm unconsciously asking myself two questions. I wonder if you do this and if you're conscious of it or not. So the questions that I've been asking myself is, would they like it? Yeah, granted. And what do I want to give them? And I reckon the best gifts answer both. If we only think about what they'd like, then we end up with them present. Yeah, it's safe, they'll like it, but it's probably forgettable, like maybe something like a gift card. But if we focus too much on what we want, it becomes a me present. So something that's exciting for us, but it's not for them. And then you end up with a husband that has lots of nice shirts in his wardrobe that are unworn. When we find the balance, though, that's when the magic happens. We feel great giving it. They feel amazing receiving it. And suddenly it's not just a gift. We've created a connection. So what is the lesson? What is the penny dropping moment? I think the same goes for sharing ideas that cut through. Whether you're crafting messages or you're trying to engage an audience or you want to make sure that your voice gets heard, it needs to matter to them, delivered in a way that's unmistakably you. And I get to do work with clients who are doing work that really, really matters. And they have frustratingly found that that's just not enough. It's not enough for it to matter to us. We need to be able to find a way to make it matter to them, the people who need to hear it. Because when it matters to them, it moves them into action, understanding, purpose, loyalty, excitement, innovation, and real change. But if you also move too far away from what matters to you, then it comes across as flat, generic, forgettable, or the other side, and it comes across as spin. Now, that sweet spot isn't easy to find, but when you do, God, it's powerful. And in 2024 this year, I've had the privilege of helping clients find that balance. So figuring out what matters to them, and then also what matters to their teams, their audiences, their organizations, and their communities. And whether we're doing that through storytelling, through working out how to have influential conversations, through public speaking training, media, podcasts, or other sorts of engagement solutions, the goal is always the same. Making it matter to them in a way that's unmistakably you. So if that sounds like something that you'd like to nail in 2025, then keep listening to The Penny Drop. You can sign up for my Substack publication as well. Just search for The Penny Drop and you'll find it there, plus a whole list of things, ways that we can work together in 2025. Often we have little special deals on the Substack publication as well, so it's worth signing up. But most importantly, I hope that you've got a holiday booked in that matters to you. Enjoy the break. It's been great chatting with you this year, and I'm looking forward to more penny dropping moments in 2025. I'll talk to you then.